answers.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, doctor, if I really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for help, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good Sunday evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. I am your host, Dave Hodges, and flying co-pilot with me this evening, as she usually does, is Annie DeRiso, our news director, and Annie will be bringing us the news in the final half hour of the show. We have a really good show for you tonight with our special featured guest, Deborah Tavares, and we'll get to her in just a moment, but a couple of housekeeping items. We have a new feature on the Common Sense Show. It's not a unique feature. It's not a special feature, but it's something that we've needed to do for a long time. A lot of you have said, Dave, I just have a hard time keeping up with your articles. Can't you do a newsletter? Well, that day has arrived. We're in the midst of a sign-up. We've had 500 people sign up in the first 36 hours, and we know that's going to mushroom, and we're going to make this newsletter go live, so you're going to want to go up there. It's right at the top of the webpage, and you're going to want to register so we can keep you up to date on what's going on, and there won't be any of this back and forth. It'll come conveniently right to your email box. So again, just go to my website at thecommonsenseshow.com, and folks, we have a unique opportunity, and I'm going to put this out as an overlay. I'm sure Deborah will be seizing on this as well. In the last 30 days, I've had over 500,000 new readers come to my website, according to our analytics reports. We have a real opportunity, because I know I'm preaching to a lot of people who are just members of our choir, and you know exactly what's going on. You're just here to get the latest. We need to start reaching out to people. We need numbers. We are in very, very big trouble. In the next 2 hours, you're going to hear just how much trouble we are in. So I want to make sure that you avail yourself to becoming a missionary of the truth. And that's, listen, this isn't someone else's job. It's not my job. It's everyone's job. So we want to make sure, folks, that we're taking care of business and you're sharing with your neighbors, you're sharing my articles, you're sharing the archives, which, by the way, we're going to start putting the raw feeds back to our satellite provider because some of you are having trouble because you have outdated media players. And we are going to provide two ways to connect to the archives beginning every Monday. Okay, that's the housekeeping. Now, this show is not for little kids. Get them out of the room. Because what you're going to hear over the next 3 hours, and in particular the next 2 hours, is stunning and shocking and not for the faint of heart. But you're here because you can handle the truth, as we like to say in the opening, and here to expose the truth is my friend Deborah Tavares from StopTheCrime.net. Deborah, welcome to the show. I know we got a lot to get to.
We do, and thank you so much, Dave and Annie, for having me on this evening. I'm going to start with the good news. First, I do want to say that I am on the Rinse Radio Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. You can get to my archives of the show on the homepage of StopTheCrime.net. And you can also call in and listen live at area code 712-432-7855. Again,
that
is
that number out again, 712?
Yes, 712-432-7855. I would urge everybody to listen to the programs because we're breaking out new pieces of information as we are researching and finding things that are absolutely imperative for everyone to know. And knowing is more than half of the battle that we all face. And so I think it's imperative. But I want to jump into the good news right at the top of the program now, because what I'm going to be talking about following this good news is not what I would consider good news. It's important, again, to know the truth so that we're not as easily deceived. But the good news is, because of primary water, we do not have a water shortage. Again, because of primary water, we don't have a water shortage. Now, what we all need to understand is that we are the water planet. All the surfaces of the all the geographical surfaces of the Earth are floating in on water, and all the Earth's surface water is as a result of evaporation and emerging primary water that is continuously made down below the mantle of the Earth from hydrogen and oxygen. That turns to vapor, and then it pushes up, and it goes through crevices and through various exit opportunities on the surface of the planet. We see it in geysers sprouting up, hot and cold springs. In fact, we do have a website. It's entitled primarywater.org, primarywater.org. We have a alert action call out for everyone that is listening, particularly if you're in California, but really everywhere, and this would include globally, because we know that about 5 years ago, the Club of Rome met, and they decided and realized that if they centralized the control of global water, they would be able to seize more readily the centralization of global governance. And we see that happening here, particularly in California, where NASA, which is a corporate criminal cabal, announced to all of us here in California about a month ago that we only have 12 months of water left here in California. So now I'm guessing we only have 11 months. But this is not true. We're the water planet, and we're being lied to about the real water science. So the call to action is to go to primarywater.org, print off the half-page double-sided flyers, get them out far and wide. But more importantly is for everyone that's listening to understand what primary water is. And for that purpose, I would recommend that everybody watch the YouTube, Primary Water Explained. I am talking to a primary water expert that has accessed primary water wells all over the world. And we are going over a primary and secondary water cycle illustration in great detail. After you watch this explanation of Primary Water Explained, you will easily understand the reality of where our water really comes from. And sadly, we've all been taught only about the secondary water cycle, meaning from rain and snowmelt. And that is highly toxic and polluted. We're getting water from atmospheric elements of poison, such as bomb testing, Fukushima radiation, chemtrails. Then all of that, of course, is ending up in our reservoirs. They're adding additional poisons to our delivery of water in our municipal water supplies, such as fluoride and chlorine. That is, in fact, causing corrosion to plumbing. We know of many, many thousands of people that are suffering from pinhole copper plumbing leaks, costing thousands and thousands of dollars worth of damage. I'm going to expound upon that here in a bit. You will be amazed at what I have to say about a new business, a new market of intentionally causing plumbing leaks. So I will discuss that in a few minutes. But what I want to continue with is the water, because again, millions and millions of people are going to suffer from water stress. We're going to find massive food reductions. We're going to see farmers and ranchers literally leaving their farms and ranches in the belief that they have no more water. In fact, the flyer that I'm requesting everyone to download says this, just so that you know what you're looking at and what I'd like you to download. It says, Primary Water, Why We Don't Have a Water Shortage. Do not let the PSYOPS media campaign frighten you about the scarcity of water. I'm going to add right here, any illusion of scarcity is basically for power, control, increased markets and profitability, and population reduction. So just keep that in mind when you hear the word scarcity. And we're going to talk about the weaponization of language as we go through the program this evening. But again, the Earth is the water planet and continuously produces water from within. In fact, water is a renewable. I'm going to add, just as petroleum is a renewable. We've all been lied to about the real science of petroleum. We have been all taught the petroleum comes, it's a fossil fuel, that it comes from dead dinosaurs and dead plant material.
How do you say that without laughing, Deborah? I mean, it's such a joke.
Well, it is a horrific crime that's being perpetrated on us with falsified science, just like climate change are weapons of mass destruction. They're yes. policies of weapons of mass destruction, just as the illusion and falsified sciences are of petroleum and water. This is weaponized mass destruction of everything living on the planet. And I can't underscore that enough. But the good news in the program tonight is the truth about water. We must get this out to everybody you know, because we have an abundance of water. And of course, we know why the corporate government agencies are creating the false science of water and scarcity, and the fear that we're running out. And that, of course, is for control, money, and creating compliance to water monitoring, required reduced water use, and charging higher usage costs, all based upon our ignorance of where water really comes from. And again, sadly, out of fear, many people will forfeit their farms, their ranches, their livelihoods, believing that they're out of water due to the drought. Again, I remind all of you, primary water is in abundance, and we must start looking down for water instead of up. When you go to primarywater.org, again, you can not only print off these double-sided half-sheet flyers, but you can watch a couple of extremely important YouTubes that I would recommend you share far and wide. One is entitled Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. In that YouTube, it is packed with source documents. And in the more underneath the YouTube, you can download two of the most important documents that we have exposed out of the United Kingdom and out of Israel, where they are talking, when I mean they, I'm talking Goldman Sachs, Rothschild, and all the corporate agencies that are involved in targeting the United States and creating the privatization of our public water municipalities. And the documents that you can download, and or if you're not able to download, we have a print shop that for the cost of printing and shipping only will send you any of the documents that you hear me discuss tonight, because everything is document-based, by calling area code 707-586-9558. Once again, area code 707-586-9558. You can order flyers. You can order DVDs of these YouTubes that I'm recommending. And again, we must get this information out far and wide. One of the documents that I'm recommending is by Goldman Sachs. It's entitled Sustainable Growth, Taking a Deep Dive into Water. And in the last few pages of this particular document, they list some of the perpetrators in the United States that are focusing on water use as business operations, in other words, profits. This is private sector recognizes the water opportunities. Some of the private corporations, or corporations in general, that are in the United States that are on the assault to take our public water usage and privatize it are as follows, and this is listed in this document. Starbucks, Intel, meaning most information technologies, General Motors, Southern Company, which is inclusive of many utility companies, Pfizer, Coca-Cola, of course, mm-hmm. And many. They list many. And what they tell us in this document, along with the fact that Rothschild is discussed here. It says water opportunities for the water sector. It says within the industry, there are companies that focus exclusively on the water sector opportunities, such as Veolia, V-E-O-L-I-A. That's Rothschild in France. And Maya, M-I-Y-A, in Israel. While in the United States, they say General Electric is involved in this as well. And in South Korea, it's Doosan, D-O-O-S-A-N. It's very, very important to understand this is a corporate theft to privatize the waters globally. Globally. This is a mass assault. Many, many people will die because of the illusion of water scarcity. So the most urgent call to action is to get the water truth, the water facts out. In fact, you will see on our websites, primarywater.org, how many of us here in Northern California are getting the information out. Not only are we taking half-page flyers everywhere we go, we have magnets on our vehicles, and you'll be able to see them. You can order them if you'd like. We're doing full car-size banner hangs that say, Primary Water, we do not have a water shortage. Water is renewable. Primarywater.org. We must get people thinking. People are being frightened. And through their fear, they're conceding the last vestiges of freedom that they have, water. And that's going to decrease the food supply. Now, what is also behind the illusion of scarce water resources is the reallocation of where food will be grown, because everything is going to become commoditized. And I will talk about that. But the other document I want everyone to download that's underneath that YouTube, Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power, is entitled Water Market USA, Global Water Intelligence. This is a horrific document because what it also says, besides naming many government corporate agencies that are promoting the reduction of water in all of our communities and our homes, they say this. What they say is the difficulty with the United States fragmented water municipalities. We're too fragmented. They would have been able to privatize us sooner than now. But what they say will lead to the privatization of the United States water supply and the corner, they say, of every industry in the United States are the consulting engineers. They say the top 20 firms are the key to the water market. The engineering firms define the systems. They take the lion's share of expenditures, and they set the direction of the water industry. I want you to pay attention, engineering firms. I have recently discovered in the agendas of my local cities and county board of supervisors meetings, they are getting grants and hiring engineering firms to foment climate change policies. When I researched this further, I find that these engineering firms, at least in Northern California, are often funded by Rothschild and Rockefeller. In fact, we have a YouTube up, and you can take a look at that. Go to our YouTube channel on the homepage of StopTheCrime.net. It was a YouTube from a county board of supervisors meeting that we attended on St. Patrick's Day of this year. And we have the documents, we have the agenda items, we show that the county approved this. They formed an alliance and are working with Rothschild and Rockefeller, with engineering firms, and with retrofitting banks. Because with the climate action plans that are coming into play and will be required to mitigate all greenhouse gas emissions in your homes, this is coming. I've been talking about this for quite some time. And I have a YouTube up entitled, Who is Running America and the Climate Action Plans? Well, one of the plans that I refer to in that YouTube is a plan that was approved in Santa Rosa here in Northern California, one of the cities within Sonoma County, the land of the vineyards, or the wine country, as Sonoma County is often referred, predominantly Rothschild, and of course the home of Bohemian Grove. But having said that, I went to a meeting recently where Sonoma County officials were talking about resilient cities. And I learned at this meeting that they are teaming up, forming an alliance with Stanford Law and UCLA Law to put teeth into the compliance of the climate action plans to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in all of our homes. And this is going to become very heavy-handed. For some of you that have heard about some of the horrific retrofitting requirements in apartment buildings now in Southern California, you may know that if some of the buildings were built prior to the 1960s and they span the living space over parking, that in one of the last earthquakes, the buildings pancaked on itself. In other words, they collapsed on themselves. They are now requiring retrofitting. People that have owned buildings for many, many, many decades are going broke. The retirement properties that they held for many years are no longer sellable unless they retrofit hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to attempt to create a building that will withstand manufactured earthquakes. You heard me say manufactured earthquakes.
Mm-hmm.
We have a YouTube up that we shot at a meeting with NOAA, and it is entitled KILL, K-I-L-L, ARC, A-R-K, STORM, S-T-O-R-M, KILL, ARC, STORM. Watch this YouTube. It is diabolical. It talks exactly what is planned with the weaponization of all-weather events.
Let's hold that right there, Deborah, because we're going to go into break. So that is, we want to come back and talk about KILL, ARC, STORM, and about the weaponization of what you're talking about, and I'm sure it links into Air Force owning the weather 2025, and we'll tie all this together when we come back from the break. Stay tuned. We'll see you on the other side.
Body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window? Medicated to keep you docile? Not able to recognize your own kids? Suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book, Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, your key to the real fountain of youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers? Truth! You can't handle the truth!
What makes noise? It's ringing in my ear. What makes noise? And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell. And he's not gonna take it anymore. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back, and you are listening to the Common Sense Show, and we come to you live every Sunday evening at this time from 9 p.m. to midnight, and that's in the Central Time Zone, and for you night owls out east, it's 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., and that's why we have the archives, and again, starting with tomorrow, we're going to post both a live way to get into it using your media player, but you have to have an updated media player for it to work, and if you do not, then we'll give you the raw feed right to our satellite provider, and you can go there, and if you know the date and the hour you're looking for, it's very easy to navigate. You can go ahead and add into that. And I want to talk to you about my friends over at Ready Made Resources. As you know, we had Bob Griswold and his wife Roxanne on last week, and it was quite a dramatic show. And of course, we know that things are really bad. ISIS is on the border. Jade Helm is preparing to carve up the country. DHS is practicing for martial law along with these people, and people say it just can't get any worse. What are you going to do when there is no 911 to call, when you're on your own? And very few of us realize that we're really vulnerable at night, and that's why I keep pushing the night vision. The PVS 14 third generation auto gated unit is the best one in the world, and that's what Bob Griswold sells. If the bad guy has it and you don't, you're going to lose. So I encourage you in the morning, go up to RadiMadeResources.com, look at the fine product line they have in addition to the night vision, including the foods, and then give Bob a call. He'll talk to you. He'll consult with you on your needs, particularly, as you heard last week, if you have to bug out. Bob's number is 1-800-627-3809. That's 1-800-627-3809. Ready Made Resources, they've been in business for 19 years. And also I want to talk to you about our friend Katie Whalen, and you'll hear her in the third hour with her health report. And she has a whole line of health products. And it is important during this time that you learn how to become your own doctor, how to self-treat, because if things go to hell in a handbasket, you're not going to be able to go to urgent care or the ER. Your doctor is certainly not going to be making a house call. So I would encourage you to visit Katie at FamilyEssentialShop.com, because there's no way to stop this incessant attack on our health, the GMO foods, the barrage of the airborne pathogen, the toxic environment, medical industry treating symptoms and not causes. Take your health back into your own hands now and visit Katie at EssentialShop.com. And if you go in order and say you heard this ad on the Common Sense Show, Katie will give you a discount on the product. It'll range between about 15 to 25% depending on the product. And you can call Katie for a consult, and you can call Katie for her to educate you on some of the beginning needs if you're a novice to this at 720-630-3111. That's 720-630-3111, and visit her website, FamilyEssentialShop.com. Without further ado, we need to get back to Deborah Tavares, because this is another edition of what I call the scare the crap out of your radio, because I know where this is going. I've been on Deborah's website. We had a conversation a couple of weeks ago. This is really grim stuff. Deborah, I'm just going to throw it back to you and let you pick it up where you will.
Well, Dave, thank you. Actually, I wanted to follow up something you said about dialing 911. We know some people that have covertly gotten into some ad hoc task force workshops regarding emergency first responders and fire here in the rural areas here in Northern California. And these workshops are talking, the fire departments are talking about, they have a lack of funds in the rural areas. They have increasing laws and regulations are being imposed on them. They have diminishing younger firefighters, and costs for emergency calls are not covered, and emergency aid outside taxing districts. Now, let's talk about that, because the cities and counties all over the country are privatizing what used to be taxable, owner-owned, and property taxes being paid previously. These lands are being taken over, and they're being put into preserves. They're being put into park identifications, and they're no longer property taxes being assessed when the county takes these lands over. So all of a sudden, the first responders, both emergency as well as fire, have reduced tax base to work from. And this is intentional. And what we discovered through the process of these meetings is that there's a very important website to look at regarding your first responders. And this is what they are doing to our 911 ability and crippling us down the road, particularly if you are in rural areas. They're hitting the rural areas especially hard. This is why our roads are not repaired. This is also causing increased costs to all of the fire and emergency equipment to travel on the roads. And, of course, we know with the weapons of mass destruction policies from the climate change policies that rural roads, rural countries are all identified as unsustainable and sprawl. So they're cutting off all our services. And here's an extremely important website to go and look at regarding this. It's called Incremental Regional Consolidation. Once again, Incremental Regional Consolidation. This is what this is about. We're going to find ourselves in high fire areas without ways in which to have the fire support that we need. In fact, I'm just going to jump into this story right now since I've started to talk about it. We have discovered a diabolical plan that's been occurring here in Northern California. And then I'll get back to some more detailed information on the water. But what that plan has shaped into is this. In Mendocino County, here in Northern California, in Sonoma County, and in Humboldt County, areas that people refer to as pot-growing counties, there have been properties that have been bought up by a private firm. And what I mean by that is, there was a company that bought up, it's called Mendocino and Humboldt Redwood Companies. And they have bought up hundreds of thousands of acres. They have used just over 500,000 gallons of herbicides in these previously harvested fir areas to gash and slash hardwood trees like tan oak trees. Squirt the gashes with poisons, herbicides, and it takes about a year for these trees to die and then collapse. And they've been leaving millions and millions of these trees to just disintegrate into mulch on the forest floor. The reason that they're gashing, slashing, and using poisons on the trees is they're saying that the tan oak canopies are prohibiting the fir trees to grow back. Well, I can tell you, this is what we discovered. The Fisher family, that is a family predominantly based in San Francisco, used to own Gap. They're the primary owners of this Mendocino Redwood Company, who has been poisoning the trees and leaving them to rot. And we have found, again, that the Fisher family in San Francisco, who started the Gap stores, is behind this scheme. They are the majority stakeholders in the Mendocino and Humboldt Redwood Companies, which own about 222,000 acres of forest in Mendocino County, 7,000 acres in Sonoma County, and more than 209,000 acres in Humboldt County. And both companies were created in 1998 to presumably preserve the timberlands that had been previously heavily timbered. But the company has used, again, over 5,000 gallons of herbicides to treat the trees and brush, and they have literally caused the grief of the fire departments and the fire agencies and the residents in those northern counties because they are worried about fires. Well, the city council, the county board of supervisors in Mendocino County has put a hold on taking any action for removing this combustible material that is literally set to burn up Northern California. We're talking about, again, 222,000 acres plus 7,000 acres plus 209,000 acres that have not only been poisoned and the trees are dead or dying, but the poisons are also degrading the soil as well. This is an unregulated program. It's fraudulent, and it's all based upon, again, the illusion of climate change. The Fisher family has contributed millions and millions of dollars a year to climate change policies that are, again, based on fraudulent science that's creating new markets to fleece global populations. And now the Fisher family is responsible for poisoning millions plus oak trees in Northern California, despite the pleas of the fire protection services and the residents living in this area. And I have this posted. I have letters to the Mendocino County Board of Supervisors, along with newspaper articles and the details of the Fisher family, so that you can see the source documentation that confirms this looming fire tragedy. So keep on the alert for massive fires potentially here in Northern California because of the false claims of water scarcity. And certainly we're going to hear that there's not enough water to fight all of the fires that are started not only by the CIA, but with directed energy weapons as well.
Deborah, is that what we saw? Is this what we saw in 2013 and also the summer before it in 2012 when forest land caught on fire and it was south of the Air Force Academy in the northern part of Colorado Springs?
Well, I can't speak to that specifically, but I can say I'm familiar with Southern California and the San Bernardino Mountain Range.
Mm-hmm.
And for many years, there have been bark beetles in the fir trees, and it has literally killed millions and millions of fir trees, and they're standing dead. In fact, I know many people who had beautiful resort homes up in Lake Arrowhead, and have sold their homes because of the extremely high fire risk in those areas. And of course, we know that much of the bug-related sabotage they're bioweapons. And so we see this happening all over the country where trees are falling. This is all in preparation for the GMO trees. We know recently that the USDA, who does not work for the farmers and ranchers, it's a corporation that works for the corporate ends of mass profits. They recently said they cannot stop the GMO of pine trees and of, oh, there's another tree, and I forget which it is. I want to say it's the eucalyptus. But in any event, we're going to start seeing GMO pine trees, apparently. But I can say to you, the entire water scam is behind bringing forth GMO food products. That's what this is. It's going to bring forth the requirement for food products, because as they reduce the food supply because of the illusion of inadequate water resources to continue to sustain what they say are ill farming practices. All farmers and ranchers, their past operations are considered unsustainable. This is what we hear now. This is why they're literally attacking the rural farm and ranch areas across the entire country. It's unsustainable. It's unsustainable only because they want to seek complete control over every process and fill in the gaps where large profits have not been able to be gained from. But I want to just go back into the water document that I was talking about prior to the break. And again, that is in the YouTube, Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. And this is the document entitled Water Market USA, Global Water Intelligence. And I was telling you about the engineer firms that are going to be used to foment the taking and privatization of our water supply. This document tells us many things. One of the things that it tells us is some of the obstacles that the controllers face here in the United States. In the United States, they say the U.S. municipalities, that's the water municipalities, have already been doing a good job in operating their facilities. Now, this is an obstacle for them because our municipalities have been doing all of us a good job. They go on to say another obstacle is the American dream of controlling their own destiny. Oh. That's a powerful driver in the United States. That's an obstacle, our American dream. They go on to talk about how they will remove these obstacles. And some of the factors are, of course, the increased opportunities of the credit crunch. This is an opportunity for private-public partnerships to come into our communities, and you see this happening throughout the entire country. And they talk about how they will first, in many instances, bring forth a private-public partnership opportunity as a leasing opportunity for a water system, and how a lease with a private-public partnership could work quite well, that they could work in tandem with a public municipal water agency. Again, a way in which they're getting their foot in the door to take over, and they're going to convince our our public water municipalities that a partnership with an expert is a financially beneficial arrangement between parties. They also say that they have to break the logjam of the public-only water market in the United States. This document goes on to talk about how fragmentation of the water companies has made it difficult, I mentioned that before, to penetrate the water system. They also talk about what corporate government agencies in the United States are assisting with the privatization. They say the Bureau of Reclamation, which is responsible for water resource issues in the western United States, the Army Corps of Engineers, which is involved in constructing and maintaining dams and levees, and state policymakers have a bigger influence on water than federal policymakers. They go on to talk about the Department of Interior And the EPA is listed as one of the predominant agencies to spearhead the stealing of our public water resources, the EPA. They say that because of the EPA's requirements for endangered species, they're going to require our public water agencies to invest millions in the nonsense of contributing to the health of the endangered species. Here in Northern California, that looks like spending millions of dollars. There's a 10-mile area here near the Bohemian Grove area that's called Dry Creek. And it's a 10-mile area. They're spending about $60 million in 10 miles to build fish ladders. And we also discovered something interesting, Dave, and you'll find this to be very troubling and something that we have to consider. The fish hatcheries are RFID chipping the fish, not all of the fish, about 17% of the fish. When I went to the fish hatchery and I saw them with the RFID chips actually doing it, I asked them, where are the transponders and receivers for these RFID chips? How are you following the migration of the fish? And they said along the Russian River, they have hidden receivers on both sides of the Russian River going out to the Pacific Ocean. I want to tell everybody, during World War II, many, many people fled through canals, ditches, streams, rivers to the ocean. The plan is to biomedically chip all of us. This is one of the reasons for the push of the vaccination programs. And so I can say to you that there won't be a way to escape because of the way they're setting up this system under the illusion of fish migration.
Deborah, let me hold you there just for a second. Are you saying the vaccines contain an implantable chip, or will the implantable chip be separate and apart from the vaccines?
Well, I am saying that many people that have been vaccinated have found that then they have a readable biomedical implant as a result of that vaccination.
Okay.
That is what I am saying.
So this is a covert way of... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but I just wanted to finish with the good news, and that was to get this water information out far and wide. I want to talk about some of the water rules here in California, and of course, many of you may be familiar. Rules are coming down frequently now to impose and create the inability for us to access enough water for growing food, for irrigation purposes, and to be severely fined and penalized. What they're doing now in areas just south of San Francisco is they're using people's water bills to determine if they've adequately reduced their water consumption, and in that area they needed to reduce it by 35%. So they're using their prior water bills to see if they have reduced it 35%. As it was explained, the average water bill that has not reduced 35% can cost approximately $400 additional in fines per month. This is a rate increase. This is a covert way to increase water rates, to blame you for not decreasing your water usage. This is a covert rate increase. Normally, rate increases take many months and months and months through the de facto illusion that our public utility commissions are actually providing a service for us, which they're not. But one of the rules among many, and I'm just going to read a couple of the rules, the water rules here in California. Of course, many of you have heard that we have to replace over 50 million square feet of lawns throughout the state. They're also going to stop watering medians, county medians, that already have indigenous grasses planted in them. So we're going to definitely be turning brown in California. But this is one of the most insidious rules that I have found. Listen very carefully. The state will be directing state departments to provide temporary relocation assistance to families who need to move from homes where domestic wells have run dry to housing with running water. This is forced relocation with the illusion of water scarcity. Now, it's important to understand wells will be running dry because, sadly, the well drillers that drilled most of the wells were unaware of primary water, and they were never looking as they drilled for primary water. They drilled into the secondary water cycle aquifers, which what we're hearing about in the San Joaquin Valley as overpumped, and there's land subsidence where the land is actually collapsing. And that's because that aquifer is void of water. If it wasn't so overpumped, or if they allowed primary water, which they can easily access by drilling wells and directing that water to recharge that diminished aquifer, they could fill that aquifer up again. This is exactly what we saw Muammar Gaddafi do when drilling for wells or for oil in the Sierra, in the desert in Africa. They found water instead of oil, and it ended up being what is known as the Great Man-Made River Project. The Great Man-Made River Project. It was the eighth wonder of the world. They used oil revenues to bring the water to the people in Libya and give the water to 70% of the Libyan population for free. That was blown up during the attack by NATO and the United States on Libya, which was one of the reasons Libya was brought to its knees.
Yeah, that and so, the fact that they wouldn't capitulate to central banking interests. Deborah, absolutely. We're coming up on our top of the hour break, and I want to hold this right here because this is too important to rush through. So when we come back, I want you to pick it up right here. And again, the live call-in number to listen to Deborah's show on the Rents Network is 712-432-7855. We'll be giving more information on how to listen to Deborah Tavares' show when we come back after a word from these sponsors. Stay with us. Hour number two is going to be a lot more grim than hour number one, because we're also going to throw a little bit of Jade Helm into this. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll see you on the other side.
Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.